Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Australia is large enough that you can see it from space. It's home to thousands of types of sea creatures and protects the coastline from erosion. But it's taken a beating over the years.
Rising ocean temperatures and a surge in tropical storms have put tremendous stress on sections of the Great Barrier Reef in recent years.
Recently, I heard that the Great Barrier Reef is experiencing a comeback. So what's really going on? We had Emily Tom and Naomi Diokule from our Possibly team look into it.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So is the Great Barrier Reef dead or recovered or what?
Well, first, let's talk about how the reef became so degraded in the first place.
To learn more, we talked with Dr. Emma Camp.
I am a marine biologist within the Future Reefs team at the University of Technology, Sydney.
She says the reef has been under a lot of stress lately.
In what way?
Well, for one, it's experienced 4 mass bleaching events over the past 6 years.
So a bleaching event is basically a stress response that the coral does. When things like the temperature become too hot, the algae leave the coral and the coral turns white, the skeleton's exposed. So that's when we say we've had a coral bleaching event. During that time, we saw a lot of coral loss.
But why do we care about coral loss?
Even though coral reefs take up less than 1% of the ocean, they support 25% of the ocean's fish population.
They also provide food, income, and protection for 500 million people around the world. So it's really important that we preserve reefs everywhere.
But the good news is, Emma says some of the lost coral on the reef is coming back.
And that's great. We know that if corals are given time, they can recover.
In fact, over the past year, the Great Barrier Reef saw its highest coral cover in 36 years.
But why? What made the coral come back?
Well, the reef just hasn't been under much stress lately.
That's awesome. You know, with so much bad news about climate change lately, it's nice to have one less thing to worry about.
Oh, well, I don't want to burst your bubble, but it's not time to relax just yet. There's more to reef recovery than just having more coral in the short term.
Like what?
Well, we are seeing more and more ocean heat waves, long periods with exceptionally high temperatures. That's what bleaches coral in the first place.
Just because the Great Barrier Reef hasn't had one for a couple of years doesn't mean it will fully recover before the next one.
And Dr. Camp says it's not just about the quantity of coral. You also want a large variety. The reef is already showing losses of big, slow-growing corals.
But the bottom line is that reefs are in real trouble. And that's only going to get worse as carbon dioxide levels rise and the Earth heats up.
All of the models predict that we're going to continue to have increasing stress events. We're going to have more bleaching events. We're going to have more cyclones of higher intensity likely to hit the reef. All of those stresses are going to put the reef in more stress in the future.
1 year of increased coral coverage isn't going to save the Great Barrier Reef.
Scientists say that if climate change isn't stopped, there is a very high possibility that the Great Barrier Reef will disappear in our lifetimes.
Oh, great. And to think I started off the episode thinking we get some good news about climate change.
Sorry about that. It can't always be good news.
Right. Thanks, Emily and Naomi. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.